happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on Tuesdays we love to take a little time out and talk technology with none other than Ari Zolden of Quantum Media, and he rejoins us here. Ari, it's always good to have you, and thank you for being with us once again. Real quick question. I'm seeing this headline today that says that there is a new two nanometer semiconductor. For people like me that aren't like complete computer geeks, how important is this?
So, hey, Kevin, great to be back as always. This is a huge deal for a bunch of different sectors, specifically the technology sector. So IBM created the smallest microchip. And the problem with the industry over the past couple of years is that they've been challenged with trying to find a smaller, faster, more powerful, and more energy efficient chip to be able to run everything from our computers to our cell phones to the technology inside of our car. If you think of the size of this microchip is about a fingernail. So you could imagine how small it is. And this is game changing. You know, we talk a lot about technology, things that are game changing. I mean, there's not that much out there recently that's really been game changing. There's been evolutions that have occurred. But in terms of in the space of semiconductors, this is huge. This is absolutely tremendous.
What will it allow to be done differently than the way the current chips and semiconductors are?
Well, I mean, space also was always an issue. The chips were larger, but I'd say the biggest proponent is just speed. You know, if you think we have speed now, you know, you're going to see when when IBM puts out these chips in 2024, 2025, we're really going to see something that's game changing in the industry. And if you think about also the commitment from the Biden administration, they're committing about $50 billion to grow domestic chip research, in part because the Chinese, which is a whole other conversation, but they've got a real competitive advantage against the U.S. specifically with chip manufacturing. So this is $50 billion is going to go a long way for a lot of companies that are developing either on the manufacturing side or on the research and development side of the semiconductor space.
Well, that should be interesting. Everything keeps getting smaller and tinier and faster, which is, I guess, very, very good. Hey, let me ask you about this other story. Apple and this thing called AirTags. Now, I've heard of hashtags, but what are AirTags and why do we need to know about them?
Sure. So this is interesting. Apple came out, I know they've been in development for some time with this. It's basically a luggage finder. It's about the size of a keychain, and you could clip it on to items that you're concerned about, maybe misplaced or stolen. It's very important that it's not a device to be able to track people. And we're going to start seeing, I think, a lot of articles and a lot of pushback from privacy advocates that this technology, which uses what's called ultra wideband, is going to start infringing on a lot of people's privacy, and there's going to be tracking issues as well. You know, I could slip one of those devices into a friend's bag and potentially track them with this device and this technology. So it raises a lot of concerns. Frankly, you know, I've always been an advocate of safety first. I think, although Apple's not pushing this, I think for child tracking, this is something that I think is really great for the industry.
So how would it compare to favorably or not compare to what technology we already have in like cell phones, at least in the Apple universe? We've got the Find My Phone, Find My iPad, Find My Laptop. How does this work, if in any way differently? What is the difference essentially if my child has an iPhone and I've got that feature turned on versus one of these Apple AirTags?
Right. So it does two things. It works on this technology called ultra wideband technology. every Apple device into a beacon to be able to help triangulate where it is. So in terms of efficiency, in addition to other technologies that are integrated and embedded into it, this provides better accuracy. And quite frankly, I think its price point, they're coming out at about $29 per tag. So for $29, and I think Apple's offering four tags for $99. So in terms of efficiency, there's no monthly recurring on it. It's just a once and done purchase. And if you're concerned about your luggage or any potential expensive item, tagging it with this, I think, is something to look at.
Yeah, well, I really do like the idea for kids. I mean, this is, you know, in terms of parents and kids, I mean, I can see how adults may wince at it with each other. You get into, you know, some testy relational areas and people say, you know, whatever. But I think when it comes from parents down to kids, this is particularly a useful tool, particularly in the days in which we live. I mean, we're talking about, you know, child trafficking and other things in really distraught ways. This could be something that could greatly aid parents and authorities in protecting child, keeping child safety front and foremost.
I agree. And if you think about, I mean, how many of us have kids, you know, waiting on the sidewalk for when their kids are coming off the bus, and it's, you know, it's 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours late, and there's no way to communicate aside, you know, if they have cell phones. But, you know, if they have a tag on, you'll be able to see, for the most part, where the location of the bus is. So I think that is a very, very useful tool in itself.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. Hey, I don't know if you have any update, and maybe you don't, but this last week, you know, President Trump launched what he called his new social media platform. The Mike Lindell people launched their Frank platform, and then Parler, which had been back on air for a while, back up on line for a while, seems to have been off for about another week. Maybe next week we can take a look at some of these alternative, particularly right of center social platforms, and kind of get your best industry judgment on what they are and kind of how they're working and if they're going to make any impact. They certainly seemed not to have thus far, but the Parler thing going black again, and they're just talking about it was only supposed to be down for a day. They were going to be re-ramping back up some of its core operating procedures, but they have not gone back online yet, and people are starting to ask me about that. So put that on your to-do list, Mr. Zolden.
Well, it's number one, Kevin. It's number one for me.
Cool. All right. Hey, thank you as always for giving us this insight. Smaller chips and tags. These are going to be some practical things that I think are going to help us a lot. Anyway, Ari, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
You too, Kevin. Thank you. Have a great day.
Be well. All right. There he goes, bye-bye. Friends. Coming back with my final thought for the day next, right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.